Got your Bible? Luke chapter number 2. We'll look our Luke chapter 2. I'm looking at verse number 41 in Luke chapter 2. And I'll say this too while I'm preaching on that a little bit. If I'm out one Sunday, I'm not going to rob God from that Sunday. I'm going to give double the next Sunday.
Yeah.
Amen. People will miss the Lord's Day, and the next day they'll come in and tip God. Put a tip in the offering plate. Appreciate the air that I breathe this week. Didn't cost me a dime. Appreciate the sunshine, thank God. I looked up in the sky, it didn't cost me nothing. The nice raindrops we had the other day come from above that watered our ground. Thank God, it didn't cost me a thing. Amen. All from God. You can't put a price on it. You come to the house of God, who's God expect? The local church, how's he expected to function? By the giving of offerings of his people. Amen. We don't have yard sales, bake sales. We don't sell candles, cookies, or cakes to get what we need. God's got it. Amen. That's right. Even the woman that had the pot of oil, he didn't go out. Hey, you know what she done? She went and borrowed some vessels to get what that she needed. Thank God to sustain her boys when the creditor come. And I'm telling you this, God's got people in his house of God that if they'll obey him, he'll bless them. Amen. That's right. He'll bless the church through his people if they'll obey his people. And you know what? I look at it this way, and I'll finish on this and might hit it in the message, but I look at it like this. I'm the one that's missing the blessing. If I don't give, I'm the one that's missing the blessing. It's just like missing reading the Bible. Why should I preach to people about reading the Bible? I don't have to preach to people about going to eat. When I read the Bible, I told the young girl this morning, when I read the Bible, I look at it sitting down at a meal. I just don't look at it just getting in the Bible and saying, well, I've read it today to ease my conscience. Do you sit down to eat to ease your conscience? I got ham and mashed potatoes and green beans. I look forward to eating, don't you? And that's the way you ought to look at God's book. I mean, it's to eat. It's to digest. It's to thank God, something put in you. And that's the way it is. In Luke chapter 2 and verse number 41, now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. It came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them, and went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subjected unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord will help me, on where to find Jesus. I mean, there's some places you can find him tonight, and I'm interested where I can find the Lord. Amen. I tell you, isn't it amazing? You look at this record here, how that they went a day's journey without ever having any contact with their own son. They went a day's journey, and they didn't even know where he was. And you know what I got to thinking? They went one day. There's some people go 7 days. They come to the house of God on Sunday and try to find him here and don't look for him again till the next Sunday. Amen. But I'll tell you what, friend, there's some things in this scripture here that's real that tells us, thank God, where he can be found. Amen. They went a day without him. It took them three to find where he's at. I want to tell you, when you miss God, it always takes longer to get back to where he's at than when you missed him. It's a longer journey back than it was, thank God. Amen. That one day, it took three to get back to where he's at. But I want to say tonight, first of all, that they found him in the temple or the sanctuary. They found him in the house of God. Amen. I won't say that when they got to looking for him, they looked in the crowd first. They started looking in the crowd to find him, but he wasn't in the crowd. They got to looking in their family. They said, maybe he's amongst Aunt Jo. Maybe he's amongst Aunt Margaret. They couldn't find him. I'll tell you what, you ain't going to find him. Thank God somewhere else but the house of God, my friend. When it's time to meet there, I'll tell you, friend, you won't find him at the ball game, the racetrack. Thank God you won't find him, my friend, at the worldly amusement park. They always talk about, say, well, you know, Jesus really helped us. Hey, laying out in the house of God. I tell people in the car, he helped them catch, thank God, a 12-pound bass on the Lord's Day. And he wasn't nowhere around. Amen. There's some places you find him. I'm amazed at the ignorance of people that say God was in something. But I tell you, you'll find him in the sanctuary. They looked among their kin people, and they couldn't find him. They looked in the company, they couldn't find him. They looked amongst their acquaintance, and they couldn't find him. They couldn't find him amongst them people. Thank God, but they did find him in the house of God. Amen. I tell you what, I'll tell you what Brother Robert says, right? Listen, you're not going to live for God tonight the way you need to live for God if you're not in the local church hearing the word of God amongst the people of God. God's got one church for you tonight, and brother, he don't have, thank God, the people wondering. He never put sheep a wondering. Thank God he put them in the pasture under the shepherd's authority to hear, thank God, from him. That's why he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them and they follow me, and you'll not find him, thank God, in amongst a crowd of people that's not honoring his name nor his book. Amen. You'll not find him down at that place that they use them false versions of the Bible. You'll not find him at some liberal backward collar preacher. Amen. You'll not follow him. Amen. You'll not find him in them kind of places. That's right. You'll find him in an old time church. Thank God where the Holy Ghost is. Where the people of God are. Thank God that meet for old time preaching. Thank God. Friend, that's the point in the house of preaching. Thank God, help me there where the preaching is. I tell you, that day is in Peter's house. Thank God that Bible said he preached the word unto them. Amen. I tell you, church puts anything ahead of preaching and the word of God, they're missing the mark and they'll not find him. I've heard people say, well, we had 10 saved that are singing. Don't tell somebody else that. I don't bid on it, nor will I believe it. They said we had 10 saved because we had a program. Don't tell somebody else that. I won't believe it. How about you tell me you had 10 saved under old time preaching, or the man of God shelling the corn, or the Holy Ghost is at, because faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God, then I believe that. Because I know God chose preaching to save them that believe. Amen. That's right, brother. I've heard them say that. They've told me that. They said, we had 10 saved dinner at the singing last night. No, you had 10 emotional decisions down at the singing. Amen. They wouldn't dare come in a place like this and hear preaching, nor anywhere else where the man of God's are preaching, because that's not what they want. Well, if I advertised singing tonight, thank God their whole crowd would be in here. Well, if I had the McCamies, or if I had the Inspirations, and I like to listen to them, but I'm not going to have to sing because I'm not paying nobody to sing. Amen. But I tell you what, these diesel sniffing, thank God, singers, others traveling around from church to church and robbing the church. Paul, a man of God, talked about, thank God, them robbers. Amen. I tell you, robbing the church. They said, we got to have so much. And brother, I'm telling you what it's sad. I tell you where you'll find him, old time preaching. Amen. He'll find him in prayer meeting. Thank God, Peter and John went up to pray. At the what hour of prayer? It wasn't an hour to have a puppet show. It wasn't an hour to have a hayride. It wasn't an hour, my friend, to entertain children in a little back room. Thank God, it's a time to go to prayer. And God said, you can find him. Thank God, where we're praying. Amen. That's right. That's where you'll find him. You ain't gonna find it somewhere there's not no prayer going up. You know what? Jesus said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. You know what that crowd had done? They'd brought a bunch of doves in, merchandise in the house of God. That's why I believe we don't need to sell nothing in here. Amen. This is the house of God. Amen. I mean, the church ought to not sell stuff. Thank God. Selling stuff today. I've seen preachers set up tables. You'd think he's at a flea market. Amen. Trying to sell stuff in the house of God. Hey, God's not in that kind of thing. Amen, preacher. I'll tell you what, you got a tape of your singing. Thank God, you want to get a $5 bill off of it, do it out there in the truck of the car. Amen. Don't bring it in the house of God trying to sell tapes. Amen. And I'll tell you what, I like what one man said. He said the gospel wasn't for sale, it's got a message to tell. Amen. But we made the house of God merchandise. Amen, preacher. Thank God, then all these parties are going on. That's why put a clamp on that and say we're not going to have no church parties and gossip parties. Thank God, we say, well, let's go make a prayer over it and meet in a little old prayer group. I tell you, if we can't pray here, no need to try to gather a couple in a house somewhere. We can try to run and be a Diotrephes, amen, and want the preeminence of everything. Hey, you'll not find him in that. You'll find him in preaching, and you'll find him in praying. And then you'll find him too in praise. And boy, we're behind on that. Thank God, I'll tell you this. The Bible said, praise ye the Lord. Notice this, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. You'll find him when God's people praise him and worship him. Hey, you'll find him in the house of purpose. They met on the first day of the week. Let every one of you lay by him in store. As God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. They got together and gave a collection until the poor saints scattered abroad. Thank God, I'm going to tell you what. You'll find him in that. Amen. But you're not going to find him if you don't come the way the Word of God says. I'm going to tell you where you can find Jesus. Somebody says, I don't know where he's at. Well, a songwriter said he lives in my heart. You've been born again. But I'll tell you where he's at. He's in the house of God. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. That's a promise of God. Amen. But they couldn't find him amongst their kin people. Hey, you're not going to find him on a Sunday family reunion laying out in the house of God to go please somebody down at your little old family. Amen. And boy, I'm going to tell you, I thank God for the family tonight. I'm glad I'm married, got a good wife, got a children, grandson. Amen. I'm glad you got a nice family tonight. Under God, we need to get our families back to where they used to be. Amen. Where there's a close-knitness. Amen. But I'll tell you what. Thank God. You know what Jesus said? When they said, hey, your family's out here, your mother and your brother and your sister, they want to talk to you. And Jesus said, who is my mother, brother, and sister? And they said, I'll tell you who he is, who they are. He said, them that do the will of God, that's my family. Amen. I'll tell you, Brother Joe, thank God, my family's right here. through. And it's the blood washed, born again family. I tell you, that's who I'm going to heaven with. And brother, there's not no family reunion that'll keep me away from the house of God. I don't care whether they all get mad, blow up, and leave me. It don't matter. I'd rather be in people of God tonight. Amen. But boy, I'm going to tell you what. You get on some, that stuff, boy, you treading on a thin ice. Amen. I mean, brother, we've always done it like this. Amen. My grandpa said we got to be there. Thank God, tell grandpa to come to church and then you can go and eat. Amen. I've never saw people in this day. If you called the prayer meeting, thank God, you'd have 5 to show up. But if you had a hot dog supper, well, you'd have 25 to show up. Amen. It shows you what we've got our mind on. If you got to feed people, amen. What, some churches has gone to continental breakfast to get a crowd there at the Sunday school. Amen. Giving out donuts and coffee just to get them there. Amen. Did God say your house is the house to eat in and not God's house? Don't bring it in the house of God. Amen. That's what he said. That's taking the Lord's Supper and making a feast out of it. And God said, that's why some of you go to sleep early. I mean, you die. Hey, God, that's why some of you sick because you abusing the table of God, which is a church ordinance too. And if it's a church ordinance, that means only them that's in the church, hey, God's the ones that observe it. Amen. That's right. No, amen. We call it a church ordinance, and I believe it is. I believe baptism is.
Yep, right.
And that ain't sprinkling people neither, brother. Let's bury them in baptism. When we gonna get what we believe the Bible? And I know baptism don't send a man to heaven or hell. But I'll tell you what, brother, the devil's took the doctrine of baptism and run with it and made a lot of false doctrine with it. And baptism and the authority, God gave the church the authority to baptize. And brother, we got the authority from God to baptize in the local church upon the approval of the church. And that sinner's testimony that is scriptural, right. And we give them the right hand of fellowship. They baptize into the local church. They become a member that way. And brother, I wouldn't support nothing and didn't believe that. You won't find Jesus, you'll find him where the truth preached. Where can you find him? I'll tell you where you find him. In the sanctuary. I'll tell you where you can find him. At the sinner's house. Luke chapter number 19. Jesus said this to Zacchaeus, for today I must abide at thy house. He didn't go home with the rest of that crowd. They were saying, look at him. He's going to be the guest with a man that's a sinner. I tell you where you can find the Lord. Thank God. Find him in the sinner's house. Amen. He's not looking for them that's righteous. He didn't come to call the righteous, but he come to call sinners to repentance. But there's some things I like about the story of Zacchaeus. You know what? If God hadn't had him to be born and had, thank God, his thumb on his stature, he would have never climbed that tree. Amen. So don't get mad at God about your stature tonight. Amen. It needs to be little anyhow in your own mind. Amen. You know what God said to Saul? He said, if, when you was a little in your own sight, he said, you done good. But when you got to be bigger, as Daddy said, don't get too big for your britches. Amen. Hey, when you get to thinking you're big and you're not as big as what you think you are, I tell you what you need to do. You need to get little. Amen. And Zacchaeus was little. Thank God, that's why he had to climb the tree. Brother, I'm going to tell you what. Amen. You get our conviction, you'll climb a tree to see him. You get to wanting to see him bad enough, it don't matter what it is. Thank God, you'll climb a tree. Thank God, you'll do what it takes to get to see the Lord. Amen. I like this record here. I tell you, I like that record of Zacchaeus. I'll say the first thing about it is going home to be a sinner. Amen. It's to stop. Jesus made a stop. He came to the place where Zacchaeus was. In fact, he made the tree climb. Amen. That's right. He made the tree Zacchaeus climbed up in, that old hard sycamore. You know you sitting on sycamore wood tonight? These fuses made a sycamore. Amen. That's right. I'd like to see somebody climb them to see Jesus. Amen. I mean, he went out to see him. He couldn't see him. The crowd was there. A press was there. A bunch of heathens were there. amen, the people that thought they was all right and wasn't. And Zacchaeus was a rich man, climbed the tree to see the Lord, and the Lord came to right where he was. Amen. I tell you, thank God, you get the seeking sinner and the seeking Savior, and there's a hit every time. Amen. I tell you, I've never seen the Lord bypass a man that was seeking him. If a man really gets to seeking him, it's because, brother, he's heard about him. Thank God, like that woman had that issue of blood. She knew the Lord was coming by. Like that blind man that said, have mercy on me. He knew the Lord was passing by. And Zacchaeus knew it too. And there was a stop right there at the tree. Amen. I'll tell you what, no, there's a stop, but there's a sinner up the tree. Amen. I like that thought, don't you? Sinner up the tree. Amen. Thank God, you men, I've been coon dog hunting one time. I didn't like it, but I went anyhow. Amen. I told my boy I'd go with him. And he said, you mean you can wear them tennis shoes? I said, I walk better in them. He said, you ought not wear tennis shoes coon hunting. And I said, well, I'm going to wear them anyway. Buddy, them dogs took us through swamps and briars and everything else. And buddy, I thought, dear God, where's these dogs going? I mean, miles away and getting on that trail. And one time, thank God, that dog got that coon up that tree. And boy, you thought they was going to eat the tree to get that coon. I mean, they was doing some kind of barking. You know what was up a tree? It's a coon up a tree. Amen. The dog got after him. I'm glad. Thank God today the Holy Ghost got me up in a tree. Amen. And knew where I was at. That's right. Amen. Got to barking my way and a crying my way. That you need to repent. Hey, he got in a tree. What's in the tree? Sinners in the tree. Amen. Boy, they chopped that coon out of that tree. Amen. Knocked him to the ground. They got the fighting in there. I mean, rolling around fighting. That dog got through. Thank God he got the victory. Boy, he was bloody all over. Had to bandage him up. Amen. I'll tell you what. You get a sinner up a tree, brother. The Holy Ghost get him up a tree. And the Savior come by. He's going to have to surrender and yield to what the Savior says. That's right, brother. Thank God he didn't fight it. He came down joyfully. Amen. He was happy he stopped. By, he wanted to see him anyhow. I tell you, get a man in that kind of shape. Hey, you don't have to play 15 verses just as I am. All he needs is a call, and when he gets a call, he'll come. That's right. Praise God. We need to get back to the old time preaching again. Hey, God, tell them they're lost and they're going to hell, and they need to do what they can do to seek him while he may be found. I'll tell you this, there wasn't only a stop by Jesus and the sinner in the tree. I'll tell you what Jesus told him. He said, this day is salvation come to this house. He said, I come to move in with you, friend. While the rest of that crowd stood back there and whispered to one another, said, he's gone home to be a guest with a sinner. Yeah. Thank God. You want to find him? He's at a sinner's house. Amen. Yeah. You want to find him? Thank God he's in Simon's house while a sinner got on her knees and wept over his feet and was sorry for her sin and took her own hairs of her head and wiped his feet. And you want to find him? Thank God he's forgiven that woman. Amen. That had been an adulterous woman, cleansing her. And he said, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And she left in peace. Amen. You won't find where Jesus is. I've told you he's in the sanctuary at Old Time Church. Out there, where else you can find him too? You can find him in a sinner's house. Thank God, living with him because he saved him. Amen. That's right. You can find him there. He went home with you when you got saved too. I'll tell you that. He said, this day is salvation come to thy house. What a change Jesus made. What a change. Oh yeah, what a change. Then I'll say this, where am I going to find the Lord? Not only in the sanctuary, in the sinner's house, I'm going to find him standing on the shore.
Yeah.
Fished all night and didn't catch nothing. Professional fisherman.
Yeah.
Knew what it was to throw the nets. Thank God, don't you kindly believe I'm going fishing. We just go back and catch some more fish. That's what we used to do. Can I tell you this? The Bible said, but when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore.
Yeah.
I will say this, he was on the shore of inspiration. You know what John said? It's the Lord. When he said, children, you got any meat? They said, no. He said, not only is it a shore of inspiration, it's a shore of instruction, brother. He said, you know that net you boys has got? He said, throw it on the right side. He's standing on the shore. That's where you'll find him instructing. You know what the Bible said about a man that hateth instruction? He despises his soul. Brother, I'm going to tell you what. You can't find a handful of people today that want any kind of instruction. They wouldn't listen to it if you give it to them. I found that to be true in this hour. Well, everybody knows everything now. They can't be taught nothing they don't think. But dear God, Jesus is teaching me every day. And brother, this thing's a learning thing. But you know what? They thought they could go out there and just do what they used to do. And they had to throw the net where he said throw it. You know what? If you want God to bless you and you want to prosper, you got to do what he said. You have to throw the net where he said throw it. I'm telling you, if you won't find where Jesus is, you'll find him standing on the shore. In your midnight hour, in your backslidden state, in your times you felt like quitting on God. Don't look at me like you ain't never thought that. You know good and well there's been times you fished and fished and fished and you done it in the flesh like I did and didn't catch a thing. And you thought, dear God, I'm just going to quit. I don't find no God nor feel no God. And all of a sudden you find him standing on your shore. Amen. He said, cast the net out there and you'll be blessed. Sometimes it brings us to that we might know, hey God, who he's standing on our shore, that it's all of him and not of us. And a lot of times he's got to get you there that you're catching not a thing. You're not a prospering. Amen. And brother, in that state, I'm glad that he's a Lord on the shore giving instruction to his children. Amen. Can I tell you this? It's the shore of imitation. They drug that net in. It didn't break. What did he say to him? He said, come and die. I got what you need right here, fellas. You don't have to even go out and fish no more. I got everything you need. I'm going to tell you where you'll find him tonight. You'll find him around his saints that's discouraged. Listen to me. That's backslid on God. He's not going to leave you. Amen. He's never failed you. He's always been faithful. Thank God. Even our old stubborn will do what we want to do sometimes and go out and spend our nights in vain. Wake up in the morning and say unto God, why did I do something that dumb? Why did I try to do it my way and not God's way? I mean, why did I go the way of the world, not the way of God? And there's Jesus the whole time standing on your shore and saying, boys, if you'll do it my way, hey God, you can prosper. But if you do it your way, it's a long night of fishing. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right. We are stubborn people, brother. Oh yeah. We got too much pride. We think we can do it ourselves now. Oh yeah. Can I help you? Oh, I can get it. I can do it. You know. Amen. I'll tell you where I'll find him. Standing right there. And you know what? You know what? He'll stand there as long as he needs to. He has to stand there as long as he needs to. And one day, thank God, you'll say, well, I've tried it long enough. I need him. Standing on your shore. And you won't find him. That's where he was. He's standing on the shore. Amen. He's standing on the shore right around here tonight. Some of you's away from God, backslid on in your own heart. Amen. Tried to fish, tried to do this and that, hadn't had no prospering over it, hadn't caught a thing. Amen. And he's just standing on your shore, just waiting on you, thank God, to get there and come and die. And you say, well, I can do it myself. No, you can't. You can't make it without him, and you know it. I've tried to do it my own self and my own strength. Amen. And God had to humble me and show me I couldn't do nothing. And there he is standing on the shore. Hey, you'll know where Jesus is. He's standing on your shore tonight. Then I'll say this, I'm through. You can find him in the sanctuary. You can find him at the sinner's house. You can find him standing on your shore. I'll say this, I'm through. You can find him sitting at the right hand. You say, where's he at? He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Right now he is. That's right. Can I tell you this? He in Hebrews 7:25, notice what he said. He said, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Boy, even Stephen could say, I looked to heaven and saw him standing on the right hand. That's right. I'll tell you where you can find him sitting on the right hand. What's he doing, preacher? Well, I'll tell you, it's what he's done. He's our rescue. You know what the Bible said here? He saved them to the uttermost. Why would that God some free will Baptists would get a hold of that? You know what that saved to the uttermost means? A complete salvation.
Amen.
That means when I got saved, I'm saved as good now as ever will be. Amen. One day I'm going to have a glorified body. I realize I know that, but in the eyes of God, I've already been glorified. Amen. In time I hadn't, but I already have in God. Then He justified, He glorified. That's what God did in His own time. There's nothing temporary about God. What God does is eternal. But I'll tell you this, He saved me completely. Hey God, amen. When you got saved, He didn't save you a little here and a little there. He saved you completely. To the uttermost. One man said to the from the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen. That's right. You got to get to the gutter before you'll get to the utter. Amen. That's right. You say, wait a minute. You're talking. I'm a pretty good fellow. You ain't never got lost.
That's right.
You ever get a conviction, you'll see how good you are. You was lost and going to hell, and you no good before God nor man. And you ever get under conviction, you'll say, I stink.
Yep.
Amen.
You just think too much of yourself. You know, I'm better than old drunk out there. Are you? You better off if you're saved. And you'll go to hell if you die a drunkard. That's not an alcoholic. That ain't what the Bible calls him. And that fella said the other day, he said, he's got that disease. Disease? You mean the grocery store sells a bottle of disease?
There you go.
Amen. That's right. The liquor store. You can go up to the liquor store and say, sir, I want to get a bottle of disease off your shelf.
Go ahead. Right.
Trying to modify a word.
Yeah.
Not make it sound so bad. That's why God says it's adultery, but they say He's having an affair.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wonder why God said no adulterers, not no affairers.
Uh-huh.
No adulterers inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. So I'll tell you what, we hauls in the gutter when we got to the uttermost. And if you didn't get to the gutter, and I'm not talking about ungodly living, I'm talking about getting low in your own self to get saved by the God of heaven. You need to get that pride out of you, brother. Amen. You're a Pharisee, is what you are. I'm not like other men. I tithe all that I possess. I'm not an extortioner. I'm not a drunkard. And I'm not as other men. You're a liar, sir. You are. You broke the law of God in one point. You're guilty of it all. And I'm going to tell you what God did for us. When He saved us, son, He sealed us and saved us to the uttermost. And He'll not have to do no more work in salvation because it's already done. And brother, I'm telling you this. When He sat down, He sat down once and for all. He don't have to go back and do nothing else. He sat down on the right hand of God, ever living to make intercession on our behalf. He's our rescue tonight. And I'll tell you this too. He's our representative. He's sitting beside the Father. He represents me. I know we don't put faith in local lawyers and things like that, but boy, you sure do like to have a good one if you've got a case. That kind of makes you feel good when your lawyer, you know, your attorney, you got a good attorney and he's taking care of business. Makes you feel kind of good. Oh yeah, you know that. You don't want no old slothful attorney. You're not just going to hire anybody to, thank God, to represent you. Boy, I got one tonight. Thank God he never lost a case. Amen. I mean, he's been, hey, I tell you what, he looked at me. Thank God. I tell you what, he looked at me and say, oh, I'm telling you, that's about a hopeless case. But I'll tell you what, when he took my case, he's never lost a case. I mean, he represents me before the Father tonight. And brother, I'm as sure and saved. And I've got a good representative tonight. And if you won't know where he's at, he's sitting right there on my behalf and taking care. Thank God of me tonight as his own sheep. Amen. That's right. One man said this. I like what he said. He said, for them who cannot plead their own cause, through guiltiness or weakness, He will manage it for you.
Yeah.
I like that. For them that believe in Him and apply themselves to God by Him. What a God, son. He's just taking my place. He's my representative. I said, look at old Hot down there. Look what he done. He made a mess of it. He said, Father, I'm taking care of it. He said, he's all right then. Boy, they don't like that business because they think they're doing something, you know. I mean, they'll tell you, oh, you got to hold on. He's not getting in. Look at him. I'm glad, thank God, this based on me. I'd go to hell as fast as I'm standing here. But it ain't based on me. It's based on, thank God, the one that's sat beside the Father. And he's sitting there to represent me and ever living to make intercession on my behalf. Amen. That's right. And you know what? In the Old Testament, That high priest represented him. He had to go in for his own sins and the sins of the people. But you know what? He never sat down. That's right. You know, sitting in the Holy of Holies. God is sitting in there. Where's he sitting? On the mercy seat. That's the only seat that was in there. That high priest couldn't sit on it. He just offered blood up for his own sin and ours. And theirs. That's the good thing. The Old Testament, sin could never be taken away. It couldn't be washed away. It was covered. In the New Testament, thank God, He washed it. I mean, He took our sin and washed it. It'll be remembered no more. He represents us tonight. That's kind of God that represents me tonight. You want to know where He's at? He's sitting at the right hand of God. He's making intercession on our behalf. Oh, guilty, low down, hellbound sinners that He saved and not yet perfect. Said that. Look at old Malden down there. He said, yeah, he's one of mine. He's one of mine. I represent him. He's all right then if you represent him. That's right. You know what I got to think about them earthly lawyers? You know, they die. That's right. But the one we got, it says he ever liveth to make intercession. You know what? A dead God couldn't justify you. He couldn't represent you. That's why he rose again for our justification. He went before God and said, Blackwater's mine. He came to me. I washed him in the blood. The devil says, look at old Blackwater down there. He said, I'm representing him.
Yes.
Case closed.
Amen.
Never has lost the case. He's sitting right up there living to do that, brother. Amen. We're saved forever. He's our interceder. He's our intercessor. He's our high priest. And anybody saved can go to him at any time. Hey, God, they don't even have to get an appointment.
Amen. Never busy.
That's right. Never busy. And you never have to pay him a fee. Amen. I mean, he's just free, thank God. Taking care of his people tonight. I tell you where he's living. He's living, thank God. And he's seated at the right hand of God. That's where you can find him.
Yeah.
Well, if this thing was counting on me, brother, I'd done be out of it.
Yeah, me too, preacher.
If God looks at a man and he don't have a right representative, that's what I'm preaching. Adam, I mean, when he sinned, brother, he represented the whole human race. And any man that's lost, that's who's representing him. But any man that's saved, thank God, he's got the last Adam representing him. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Who's your representative tonight? The Bible said there's one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. That's right. There's only one, thank God. And I'll tell you what he said too in 1 John 2 and 1. He said, these things we write unto you that you sin not. Does anybody in here live without sinning? Well, somebody asked me one time, said, can you live without sin? I said, we ought to try. But we don't. He said, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, truth's not in us. That's what he said. He said, we make God a liar if we say we hadn't sinned. Why, the closer you get to God, the more sin you see.
Amen.
That's right. People would say I hadn't sinned. I had them tell me that. Then I checked them. I said, do you mean you hadn't sinned? He said, I hadn't willfully sinned. I said, I'll say probably about 90% of sins are willful.
Yes, sir.
And then people get up and say, I made a mistake. A mistake is you didn't mean to do it.
Right.
I might make an innocent mistake, but still I come up short doing it. But brother, most of the time when a man sins, hey man, hey, he didn't know what to do, God do it, not sin. A lot of people don't want to add up to what the sin is. But I'll tell you what he said. These things I write unto you that you sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate. Who's he with? The Father. Advocate with the Father. And he's a propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. In other words, he's took care of it all. You don't know where he's at? He's sitting beside the Father. He's our interceder. He's our Savior. He's the one, thank God, God, take us out of here. And he's only coming back after them that he knows. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. What a good representative. Seated at the right hand of the Father. You won't find him tonight. Job said, I looked on the right hand, looked on the left. I couldn't find him. You ever go through times of life and you can't find him? I do. I'm talking about really his manifested presence. But I'll tell you where I found out where he's at. I found him, thank God, down there in my prayer room. Found him down at the house of God.
That's right.
In a saint's testimony. I found him in that sister that had tears in her eyes, worshiping Jesus. Didn't find him down at the ball game. In fact, I wasn't looking for him there because I knew he wouldn't. Didn't find him at Walmart. No, unless we could find a good saint of God down there, we could testify a while. We might show up in that. I found him down at the sanctuary. Found him at the sinner's house. He could come to live with me when I got saved. Found him over shore that night. I caught nothing. Being merciful to him and knew how wretched I was. And then I found him, and he is sitting at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession on my behalf. Boy, what a promise tonight. Saved to the uttermost, and I know that I am. Are you saved? Are you really saved? And then I'll ask you this. When's the last time he manifested himself to you? You felt that touch. That's like that little boy flying that kite that time. I like that story. You've heard it. He was flying that kite. I mean, the wind was a whipping. He was flying the kite. Kept letting the string out. A man come by and said, hey, buddy. He said, I don't see your kite. He said, do you see it? He said, no, sir. I don't see it. He said, well, how do you know you got the kite's up there? He said, every once in a while, I feel a tug on my finger. Hey, there's some times I don't see God. But I'll tell you what, I like it when he comes by and I feel that tug. Amen. I feel that tug. Amen. I feel that tug. You say, sometimes I don't see God. Sometimes I thank God when he comes by and I feel that tug. Amen. I feel that tug. That little boy says, sir, I don't see the kite, but I feel the tug on my finger that I'm holding it with. And I'm going to tell you what, it's by faith. Sometimes you don't see God, but I'll tell you what, you feel the tug sometimes. Know where he's at. You don't find him in this glamorous world. I'll tell you where Solomon said you can find him. Not in the house of feasting, but in the house of mourning. That's why he said it makes the heart better. Everybody's wanting to feast today, not many people want to mourn. God says that's where you'll find him. Down there at Lazarus' tomb, with all them weeping over their brother being dead, you find him down there. There's a lot of places in the Bible. You can read that Word of God. You can find him healing lepers. You can find him raising the dead. There's a lot of places you can find the Lord. And I'll tell you what, everywhere he's at, he's doing something where he's at.
Amen.
There's just some places he couldn't do as much as he did in other places because of unbelief. But I'll tell you what, he's around. He's around. Amen, preacher. He's around. I appreciate him being around. I appreciate anything he does for me, manifesting himself. Oh, God, help us. Let's stand tonight.